I forget what it is. I think they just have something, anything you want. You can buy a Procter & Gamble product. The lady downstairs, the lady who owns this house, worked for Buckeye Mill here, which is Procter & Gamble. And Folgers Coffee. She drinks Folgers Coffee on a counter. If Procter & Gamble puts the product out, she buys Procter & Gamble because she gets a check every quarter. She owns quite a bit of stock.
Well, I didn't realize they made Folgers Coffee.
Yeah, they own Folgers Coffee. And there's something else I heard the other day that they own, and I've forgotten what it was. But in most any field, well, if you need any kind of cooking oil, they make good cooking oil. And if you just notice ads on sponsorship of programs, different programs.
Yes, ma'am.
Procter & Gamble, they'll advertise that in all their soaps and everything, for Ivory soap.
Not as much.
And two doctors told me not to use anything but Ivory.
It is a very mild soap.
Well, I'm allergic to some things. For instance, lanolin. My surgeon had never had a patient who was allergic to lanolin. And I had quite a difficulty. It lasted for about 6 months on account of I was allergic to lanolin. And he had never had a patient allergic to lanolin. He was had been a surgeon for a number of years.
We talked about your parents and so forth. Were your grandparents from this area too? Say your mother's parents, were they from Perry
County? Well, my mother's parents lived in Perry County. That grandfather owned a store out there in Perryville. And when he
went
off...
That's right near the forest there, isn't it? That's right up near that national forest, Perry.
That's my great-grandfather. Mm-hmm. My grandfather, his mother came from Perry County, I guess. But anyway, they lived here. I don't know how long Grandpa had been living. Oh, he had married my grandmother's older sister. My grandmother had a sister who was 10 years older than she. And she died after she and her husband had been married less than 2 years. And he worked for their father in the store. And then Grandma married him after I don't know how many years the sister had been gone. Married him. So we, you know, it was all, and then my father's mother was a Pettibone, and she grew up in New York. She was a Pettibone, and the Seymours lived up there in New York. And our lineage goes back to Jane Seymour, one of Henry VIII's wives. She was the one wife who died a natural death.
Mm-hmm. Do you know when they came into this part of Alabama, about how long ago it was, that your father's people?
They were living here during the Civil War because my great-grandfather had a warehouse full of cotton bind. They were never slaveholders. Now my mother's grandfather was a slave owner. And when he had to go in the army in the Civil War, he left a Negro slave in charge of keeping up his farm and looking after his family while he was gone. And when there was a rumor that the Union soldiers were coming through way out there in the country, that Negro saw to it that all the valuables were well hidden, the silver and everything.
Must have been someone he could really trust.
Oh yes, he had read him.
Your family then, though, both sides of the family had been in this part of the state for quite some time,
mm-hmm.
Well over 100 years.
Yeah, well over 100 years.